Breaking news today on Secula. We're fighting the Trump ballot ban in court.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secula. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secula.
All right, welcome to Secula. Folks, I'm really excited to make this announcement to you. We've been waiting to the right time, the right moment for our client and for the case. You know we've talked a lot about this 14th Amendment issue and the attempt to take candidates off the ballot solely by a Secretary of State's decision or a state court decision. And again, this whole idea out of nowhere that's come from law professors who have been in these top nation's law schools for since longer than I've been alive, decided, all of a sudden, let's write law review articles about how you can ban presidents without people being able to vote for them, even in the primary, taking the power away from state and local political parties. So, Dad, we've got a big announcement about how the ACLJ is directly engaging this battle for your freedom and your right to vote.
So what's happening is this case is in Colorado, and CREW, which is an advocacy organization, filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump and against the Secretary of State, although the Secretary of State's friendly in this lawsuit, to get Donald Trump not to be allowed on the ballot, in other words, disqualified. So they're using the 14th Amendment's disqualification clause, which says if you're guilty of insurrection or rebellion, you cannot serve federal office, as a basis upon which to remove Donald Trump's from even appearing during the primary. So what's so important on this, and I have to reiterate this, this is taking away your right of choice, whether you're for Donald Trump or not for Donald Trump, it really doesn't matter. These left-wing groups want to come in and say, you're going to have no option, at least as to this candidate. And they're doing this. Now, we think this is totally unconstitutional. The idea that the 14th Amendment, Section 3, the disqualification clause, would be what's called self-executing. In other words, not a judge, not a jury. They just remove it. Some New Hampshire thinks they could do it themselves. This one, they're going to court to do it. But he hasn't been charged with insurrection or rebellion on the federal level, which is the trigger point for the 14th Amendment. So this is a huge constitutional challenge. We are happy to announce today that we have filed a motion and an intervention, a complaint in intervention is what it's called, seeking a declaratory relief and an injunction against this removal procedure with the Colorado courts on behalf of the Colorado State Central Committee, the Colorado Republican State Central Committee, which is the Republican Party of Colorado, because obviously they're directly impacted on this, because if Donald Trump is the nominee, or at least wants to be considered as one of the potential nominees, the way this is going to work is he wouldn't have that opportunity, nor would the committee, to give their full panoply of candidates. So it's a huge constitutional challenge. It is destined for the Supreme Court. I can tell you that right now. This case will be resolved very quickly before March at the Supreme Court of the United States. And because of this, we are announcing today, and we don't do this often, a matching moment. And we are in that matching moment, literally, Jordan, right now.
That's right. So any donation you make to the ACLJ is doubled. So we've turned on this matching moment. And you all picked up on this right away when we first talked about this issue, before we've announced that we now have a client where we have filed an intervention to get into the case representing the Colorado Republican State Committee, the Colorado Republican Party. And folks, we are now directly engaged. And this affects your vote in every other state. If you were in this situation thinking you were going to vote for Donald Trump in Ohio or Michigan, it takes away the power of your vote. It takes away the significance of your vote. Because, look, they're going to try it here, but they're going to move into other states as well. So we're right on the the edge of the arrow here in fighting back to protect your rights. So what we need is to make sure we've got the resources for this battle. I'll already let you know, we've retained attorneys lawyers inside Colorado who are experts on this matter as well, working with the ACLJ team. We are expending the resources. We don't think about that at the ACLJ. We fight for what's right. But we want to be prepared and have the resources. So be part of this matching moment. Donate today at aclj.org. Donate today, aclj.org.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
All right, folks, if you're just joining us, I know people are joining on our whether you're watching the broadcast, different places, share it with your friends and family. It's a big announcement from the ACLJ. You know this 14th Amendment issue is no joke because you've got large organizations, leftist organizations out of Washington, D.C., and Republican attorneys working with other campaigns and other groups with theories on how to take Donald Trump off the ballot. So not even giving you the chance to decide if you want to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Limiting the field of Republican candidates, not by the primary process, before you, if you're a Republican or you're allowed to vote in the Republican primary, each state is different about how they, even your qualifications as a voter. Some states require you to be a party member. Others, it's called an open primary. You get to decide. And they want to say, we don't want you to have the choice. So there, it's all coming out of Washington, D.C. elites, not just Democrats, not just liberals, but Republicans as well, kind of those entrenched D.C. Republicans who don't like that Donald Trump is coming back or would like to come back to continue to drain the swamp that they benefit from. So you're fighting, and the ACLJ is fighting, not that just up against the leftist group, but really this elite group that never wanted us to be at the table.
Well, that's exactly
right.
That's
why I always say it. They just don't want the conservative Christians, the populace, the folks out there to actually have influence in our country.
I want to go ahead, and to Andy Economist join us, but I want to go ahead and take Tim's call because I think this is a good point to come off of to talk about. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything you
sure.
do. I have two questions, actually. The first one is, being a Colorado resident, if the SOS does take his name off, that doesn't preclude my right to actually write in Trump, does it?
It doesn't preclude you from writing it in, but it will preclude it from counting.
Yeah, so you could write in whatever name you wanted.
It will not be a ballot. It will not be a vote. His name will not be allowed to appear on a ballot.
And you will not, even if you write it in, it'll be
tossed. They will not count it.
All right. Good to know.
All right.
So, I mean, that's how far this goes. You had a second question?
Yeah, the second question is pertaining to the 14th Amendment. I look at that very much as a cool-down period thing between the South's insurrection and North, right?
Well, historically the civil rights legislation, our 1871 series of amendments that came forward, were based on the Civil War Reconstruction. I mean, that was the idea, and the restoration of of civil rights, but also not letting those that were leading the rebellion to be in governmental power.
That's correct. If we look at this historically, as Jay said, we were looking at an insurrection against the duly constituted republic that was engaged in by the leaders of the Confederacy. And subsequent to that, these amendments were enacted by Congress to keep people who were actually insurrectionists in the sense that they had taken up arms and allegiance in favor of the Confederacy and enemies of the United States of America, the Republic. And they were then precluded from holding office under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. That, of course, is not what has happened here. This is an attempt by somebody who's looking at the 14th Amendment to take a definition out of a dictionary from 1828, that's what it says, and make it self-executing and say, I've read a dictionary definition of insurrection, and here's what the dictionary definition of insurrection says. You don't have to be convicted. You don't
Even
have to
we
be
have
tried.
An insurrection statute in the United States, right. That, by the way, which Trump has never been charged with, nor have any of the others.
Or convicted, or right. appealed, or anything, and say, because I read that dictionary definition to say that Trump engaged in insurrection, he's an insurrectionist and should be off the ballot. That's not what the law is. That's not what due process means. That's not what the First Amendment says. All these have to be taken and read in conjunction with one another.
Here's the troubling issue here. And I want to talk to Orange about the constitutional implication. This case is going to the Supreme Court. That's where it's going to end up. The decision, the final outcome is going to be at the Supreme Court of the United States. And we got to go through the state court system. Rapid fire here. It's moving very quickly.
Yeah, we can tell people already since we filed.
Since we filed yesterday, the case has been, and we filed in federal court, the case has been moved from federal court to the state courts because the states have a control over their elections. So it's going to now be in the state courts. Fine. But we're moving very, very quickly. So we launched this matching moment we're in because of this, by the way, because this was not in the plan. We've already retained lawyers in Colorado. Because it's a state court proceeding, we have to have Colorado lawyers. I suspect in the days ahead we're going to have more of these announced. So we've got our Colorado lawyers retained. We filed in the federal court. Now we're filing in the state court. We can fight this. We can win this. But it's going to take all of us working together. And that's why, as we're in this matching moment, it's only be for a few days. Your gifts are double. This case is going to move very, very quickly. So any amount you donate in the next several days is going to be matched. And whether you're for Donald Trump or against Donald Trump, he happens to be the target of this. But it affects everybody's right to vote for the candidate of their choice. That's the problem with this. That's how they're utilizing this statute, and that's what makes it so dangerous. So go to ACLJ.org and have your gift double. We encourage you to do that today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we represent the Colorado Republican Party in this case. Dave Williams, who is their chairman, will be joining us in the next segment of this broadcast, and he understands all too well how this affects all of his members. You know, the job of the Republican Party during a primary is to allow all Republican candidates who qualify under the state and the qualifications of the party, that the party then holds out, has a multiple events to let people see, and the party members choose. And it affects, again, in this case, of course, they're going after Donald Trump. And there's even this whole cabal out of Washington, D.C., interesting enough, working with a well-known Republican attorney, worked on the Bush campaign back in the 2000s. I know him from that campaign. And he's working with Republican candidates, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis's 527, never back down.
He's doing legal work for them.
Them and another outside group, and he is putting together this whole strategy out of Washington, D.C.
So part of this is an inside the Republican Party job.
Yes, because we've known that Trump has been this outsider who took the party and changed it, and this other side of the Republican Party thinks, oh, that's so horrible, even though he won and he transformed, he brought new people to the party, and their idea here is, and this is why I think it's so important. The idea here is we don't want to let Americans decide whether to have Donald Trump as the nominee or not, or Republicans decide. And these are supposedly Republican in Washington. They say, you know what? You, the voter, we can't let you vote. We can't let you make the decision. We have to take the decision away from you, even if you wanted to write it in, like the caller said. We want to make sure that's disqualified. Well, that's what they're trying to do here.
So Cruz, director, this is the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, and they're based out of Washington, D.C. They said that Colorado voters want to ban Trump in the 2024 election. That's what they're saying. Colorado voters want to ban. You know how you would best know that, Andy? If he was on the ballot, qualified on the ballot, and he didn't win. And then they would say, yeah, they did. That's but they're exactly trying right. to preempt the vote of the populace.
Well, that's it. In other words, the elites in Washington have decided that we don't want Donald Trump, or for that matter, anybody. It doesn't have to be Donald Trump. They just decide that they want to demonize a particular politician, and they simply say, I know how to do this. We'll go to the Secretary of State, and we'll say, we don't want him on the ballot. Why? Because he's an insurrectionist. Where do you get that from? Well, I read a dictionary definition of insurrection, and it says that this is what he did, and therefore, he shouldn't be on the ballot. And depriving every citizen who wants to vote for that person, whether it be President Trump or anybody else, of the right to pick who they want to vote for because somebody in a dictionary definition says, self-executing constitution says, you can't be on the ballot. And that applies, if it pushed to its outer limits, to every single state and every single candidate that you want to demonize.
We'll talk more about it in the days ahead. You're going to start seeing a snowballing of this.
You know, Jonathan on YouTube gave a $20 super chat donation. Thanks, Jonathan. Who wrote and said, there's a fundamental right to be on the ballot, a fundamental right to be a candidate per a strict scrutiny analysis.
Well, I think he's right.
Yeah, I mean,
if you qualify, you should be on the ballot. Now, if you don't win, that we can't control. No, we control that. But you have the right to be on the ballot. They are trying to preempt the ballot process. So when we talk about election integrity or stealing elections, you talk about election interference? Saying somebody that's qualified doesn't get to be on the ballot because you've decided they created an insurrection? Not a court, not a special counsel who's prosecuted it, but you decided? No, no, no. That's not the way it's supposed to work. So we're going to be hearing from the head of the Colorado Republican Party in the next segment of the broadcast. Let's get Andy to stay in with us because there's a lot to discuss here. Folks, here's what we need you to do. Obviously, we have planned a lot of things. We did not plan this because this came out of kind of nowhere, let's be honest, this move using the 14th Amendment. So we have already retained a very capable counsel in Colorado to work with our legal team. We have about four lawyers working on it here at the ACLJ, two lawyers in Colorado. I expect that's going to expand. We are in a matching moment. What that means is this. We've launched it because this is a fight for our constitutional right to vote. And this matching moment means any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Without your donations, your support on this, we can't fight these. And folks, I'm telling you what's going to be happening in the days ahead here. So you need to go to aclj.org. And any amount you donate, it's very simple. We get a match. It's only been for a limited period of time here. And that's at aclj.org. They are utilizing a Civil War era 14th Amendment provision, the disqualification clause, to take President Trump off a ballot that he would qualify for otherwise. Let the voters decide, not the elite in Washington or some radical group on the left. That's aclj.org. Donate today, aclj.org. Have your gift matched.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, Well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. We'll have time for those. We also, again, if you're watching the broadcast, as many of you are, share it with your friends and family wherever you are, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, X, you might notice Twitter. But just to remind you there, keep sharing it because this is breaking news today for this announcement that ACLJ is directly engaging in the case out of Colorado and the 14th Amendment. And we're honored right now to have our client, the chairman of the Colorado State Republican Committee, Dave Williams, joining us now. Dave, thanks for being with us. You've been a former state rep. You've been a former client of the ACLJ before. And I go back to this, even this story, which I think is so important, and I was excited to tell people. You saw that we had launched the petition for people around the country to sign to stand up against this move by leftist groups and D.C. elites to try and decide who Republican voters can vote for in your primary, which is on Super Tuesday. And that petition came across your desk, and you said, I need to contact someone at the ACLJ. You did, and since then we've been working together and preparing to intervene in this lawsuit. So, Dave, I think even that is just great for our supporters to know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a testament to what you're doing and the good work that you're engaged in. Keep it up. I really appreciate all the support that you've given so far. I'm glad that you wanted to engage in this fight, and I'm very glad that I was able to see that petition so that we could work together to make sure that Republican voters can still have their voices heard during Election Day.
You know, David, one of the things that are fascinating here is before your ballots are being printed, you've got this attempt to edit the ballots, basically censor the ballots. And obviously, as the party chair, that has to be particularly concerning to you because you want your citizens, the Republicans in Colorado, to have a choice. And it may be Donald Trump, it may not be, but to eliminate one candidate, here the leading candidate, but one candidate limits the choice of the voters. That's what's really at stake here is voter integrity and voter access.
Yeah, correct. This is an undemocratic attempt to limit choices. This is un-American, and as a party chair, I can't allow that. We have a wonderful slate of candidates, an embarrassment of riches, if you will, with respect to the Republicans who are running for the highest office in the land, and it's my duty to make sure that they all have access and a fair shot at our voters so that they can make the case. And our voters equally have a right to listen to each of these candidates and ensure that they're well-informed before they make that crucial vote on Super Tuesday. So I'm glad we can work together to make sure that these options aren't going to be limited.
Yeah, Dave, people know that, and through the Colorado Republican Committee taking this stand and making the decision to get involved directly, you're also helping people in states across the country because people, we first started talking about this, just talking about it on the show before we made any announcements about being directly involved. People picked up immediately about how this affects their vote in another state. So it starts canceling out other people's votes. So while the battle is in Colorado, this is a national battle, as you said, this undemocratic attack, and it really affects primary voters across the country.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. If you're a voter in Alabama, if you're a voter in Florida, if you're a voter anywhere, you have to recognize the significance of this. This is a constitutional crisis in the making, and I'm glad to be working with you guys. This will affect you no matter what. It's happening in Colorado, but there are other things that are also going to happen too. There's other secretaries of state that are gonna look at this and maybe potentially follow suit depending on what happens here. I mean, the implications, the consequences are extremely high, and I'm glad that we're working together to ensure that it doesn't get out of hand and that we respect the democratic process that we have for our system.
You know, one of the things, Andy, that picking up what Dave said is this idea that you're limiting the choice for the citizens of Colorado. But you know what? Indirectly, that affects the other states because you can, if a candidate's not on a state like Colorado, well, then you're voting. It's because it becomes a national election very quick. I mean, in March, you're going to have Super Tuesday, and then, you know, it moves very quickly here.
Right. I mean, the interconnection between other jurisdictions is very evident, as Dave said and others have said. If I am in Georgia and I'm voting and I want to vote for Donald Trump, I want to see him become president of the United States or any candidate for that matter. It's important that a person in Colorado also have that same opportunity so that in the aggregate we can get the votes to get our government in place. It is not an insurrection. It is not an insurrection to oppose the government through a valid election. That's not an insurrection. And it does affect the rights of every single voter across the country. We're doing in Colorado, what we're doing in Georgia, what we do in Minnesota, Oklahoma, and other jurisdictions.
Dave, let me ask you this, you know, because I said that this affects people that may not want to vote for Donald Trump. It affects people that do want to vote for Donald Trump. What has been the reaction of your membership on all of this so far?
Oh, it's unifying our party. I think everyone tends to agree that if you don't support Donald Trump, the right answer is to simply organize and campaign against him, not kick him off the ballot. I think most people understand that this is bigger than Donald Trump. It's bigger than any one candidate. This is about ensuring that we're securing the voting rights of everyone that wants to participate in the election. We're unified. It's actually, I think, backfiring those who brought it forward or those who support it. It's bringing us together in a way that I don't think anyone ever expected.
You know, Dave, we're honored to represent you and the Colorado State Committee. Oh, we're excited. It's a battle. It might not be very long. I mean, that's the important part here is that because we're talking about a case that could end up all the way at the Supreme Court.
When is your primary? What date?
Yeah, it's Super Tuesday. It's March 5th.
All right. So listen, it's at the Supreme Court before Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the lower courts agree with us and they don't appeal it.
Yeah.
But if they agree with us, they're going to appeal it. And if we don't agree with them, we're appealing it. So this is going to, let me tell you, come November, December, January, I know where this case is going to be, Washington, D.C. Dave, you've taken a really great stand here for the entire country. Let me say a thank you to you. Because a lot of people would be, you know, these are big groups. They come at it with a lot of money. And you've got some, as Jordan said, there's some Republicans involved in some of this shenanigans, let me just say. And that's a problem, too, here. And I know you've got to waltz through that. But it sounds like, Dave, you got great support from your committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the vast majority of Republicans are excited and thrilled that we are engaging in this fight, that we're not taking it lying down. And while there are others who are a party of the suit who disagree with our position, we are confident that working with you, we're going to win the day. This is vitally important, and we're so grateful that you guys are partnering with us.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Williams, the chairman of the Colorado Republican State Committee, and our client in the case. Yeah. Absolutely, as this is going to be moving forward very quickly. I think we can talk about it just for a second to people. Thank you, Dave, for taking time to join us today. And we're honored to represent the committee. Because unless the lower courts here kind of just throw it out at the state level and say, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This goes very quickly all the way.
This is why we've got our matching moment. Because I've got our Supreme Court team already working on this.
Yeah.
So we've got a state team in Colorado. We've got our team in Washington, D.C. working with our Colorado lawyers to put together the briefs, which Andy has been shepherding. And now it's been already moved back to the state court, so we're going to file there today.
Correct.
Now it's going to move very quickly to the Supreme Court, folks. That's why we're in a matching moment. We decided to launch this all-important matching moment to help us fight for the constitutional right to vote. We're defending the right to vote. And without your support, it's a fight we would not be able to engage in. But because of you, we can. We told you about the 14th Amendment implications here, what they're using. But we are literally defending the constitutional right to vote. We can't do it without you. They need us. We need you. Every gift you give today will be doubled as we go to court to defend our constitutional republic and the constitutional right to vote. And folks, it is the right to vote that is at stake. I want to be clear on this. Without your support, this doesn't happen. And we have got to move quickly. We've got days to put this stuff together. ACLJ.org, any amount you donate, be it $1,000 or $50, it's going to be matched. ACLJ.org, back with the second half hour.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom. keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to get to calls quickly. I know people have been holding on. We had a lot to get to in that first half hour of the broadcast, and that's because we have a major announcement to make. And I say this because we have new people joining the show right now, listening. We have new people joining the show right now, watching. We encourage you to share it if you are watching with your friends and family. You can do that when the show's over. You can do it during the show as well. Get your comments in, your calls and questions in. But we have a major announcement to make. We've talked about the 14th Amendment issue and this attempt to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. We know it's not just a theory. There's been a case now, a couple of cases filed. The first one was filed in Colorado, and the ACLJ is directly involved, representing the Colorado Republican Party. We just had on the chairman of the Republican State Committee there, Dave Williams, and we filed to intervene in that case. It was going through a removal process to federal court. It's now back in state court, so we're at that stage right now, and that's why we have launched this matching moment, because we want to make sure the ACLJ has all the resources necessary to fight this battle wherever it takes us. In this case, it could take all the way to the Supreme Court. You might say, wait, I thought you said it's back in the state court system. Remember how our Constitution works, and specifically the Supreme Court works. You can go, when you go up through the state court system, which is likely will all the way, district, appellate, a state Supreme Court. When you get to a state Supreme Court, you have a direct right of appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. You don't have to go and start over the federal system. And I think this is such a huge issue, and because other states are going to be involved, and we're already in conversation with those other states, but I don't want to get into too much of that today. We need the resources. We already have retained the attorneys. We already made the filings. We're announcing you today, as we always say on this broadcast. What makes it different from everything else you listen to or watch? We do not just talk about these issues. We are engaged in every one of the battles. And it's because you, our donors, put your money where your mouth is. You say you really care about something, and you donate to make sure, again, it's not just talked about, but that it's fought out. And that is where your resources come into play here. Because, again, this goes from a state court case to a Supreme Court case very quickly.
I think here you're talking about in months. I mean, weeks in that sense. So that's why we're prepared. And again, if you could support us, ACLJ.org, defend the right to vote. It's defending the constitutional right to vote. And what happens in Colorado will affect your vote in whatever state you're in. ACLJ.org for that. Let's go right to the phones, even during the short segment.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go to Scott in South Carolina on line three. Hey, Scott.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Comment and two quick questions. First comment is, Article 5 of 14 says that Congress will create legislation that will enforce, to help enforce the rest of the 14th Amendment.
Right.
First question is, what does that article right there not negate the self-activating thing that everyone's trying to say?
Yeah, self-execution. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And then two, would that not also, or what laws did they pass that gives the state these rights to take someone off?
Yeah, they don't have laws that let the states do that. I mean, the states have qualifications that they can set, but once you qualify, you're supposed to be on it. And you're right, the Congress did pass legislation after the Civil War to prohibit discrimination and to impact those that were involved in an insurrection. And we actually have an Insurrection Act in the United States, which, by the way, Jack Smith has brought no charges under, Andy. Zero.
That's right. There is no charges of insurrection that has been brought against any candidate, especially Donald Trump in this case. And you can't take a dictionary definition and simply say, I read a dictionary, and that says insurrection, therefore, you're not on the ballot. That's not the way we do it in the United States.
Folks, I think this has the potential to be, it's the most important case involving your right to choose who you want to vote for president, and our Constitution in history. This ability to say, you the voter, you don't get that choice, even for the leading candidate. Not a choice we're going to let you make to vote for or against them. We don't trust you. That's what this is about. Join this fight, and you join directly because we're directly engaged by donating today in our matching moment. Double the impact of that donation at ACLJ.org. There's one line open. Give us a call, question. It's a complicated issue, but it's very straightforward this way. Your vote matters.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Back to Secchio, and we have seen the response, folks, already from you.
Yeah. That I got to say this. We just checked in with our team to see what the response was on this, and it's the quote is, if I get this right, Will, the quote is off the charts. You all are responding in huge numbers. You know what's at stake. Well, I'm going to put it back on the screen. This is the graphic that came in the email today. Defend the constitutional right to vote. That is what we're talking about. When we talk about election integrity and election interference, what's more interfering with an election than saying a candidate who qualifies can't be on the ballot because some group in Washington decides so? Not a judge, not a jury, just a group. We decide. It's self-executing. We decide. So it happens to be Donald Trump today. It could be somebody else tomorrow. So we encourage you to go to aclj.org, participate in this matching moment. That's what it is, a moment, because this case, Andy, is going to move so quickly.
It's going to move quickly. It's back in the state court in Colorado.
That's all happened within a couple of days.
Within a matter of days, there's going
to
be...
From the federal court to the state court.
Yeah. Right. There'll be an adjudication, and then we'll move up the chain, and we'll be, I think, in the Supreme Court very quickly, Jay.
I do, too.
And we're prepared for that. We're working on that. We're doing that right now.
You know, it is what this really is. It's a Tim, and it affects every one of us everywhere who may vote in that Republican primary. I think that's most of you who are listening will be voting in those primaries. I mean, it's safe to say if you listen to this broadcast. And if you decided that day that ultimately your decision was to vote for Donald Trump, but in enough of these states, he's not allowed on the ballot, your vote is effectively canceled. And it could actually end his campaign, not because he didn't have the support, but because he could statistically have no path to victory inside the primary. The primary process, which is set up by the state committee, Republican committees, you qualify under their standards, which still have to meet constitutional standards. Yep. and fairness standards. They have to be very clear standards about what you have to do to be on the ballot. Sometimes it's just writing a check. Sometimes it's signatures, or sometimes a comparison. In Colorado, the primary is interesting. It's not a fully open primary. If you are a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, you can only vote in those primaries. If you are unregistered, and more Americans are not registered with a party,
right,
you can vote in either. So we're not just talking about here protecting the rights of Republican voters. We're talking about protecting the rights of every voter in Colorado moving forward. And you see how this, I mean, you imagine they use Donald Trump to demonize. How this could be abused in the future is
unprecedented.
And basically, whoever's got the most Washington elite team gets their name on the ballot, and these grassroots folks do not.
Exactly right. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yep. We'll go kind of in order as best we can. People have been holding on. Andre in Georgia online for. Hey, Andre.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering, I thought there were two ways to bring criminal case. Direct information with a preliminary hearing to follow, or the grand jury system. And if the grand jury system doesn't work, can it be reformed? And then I'd like to make a comment. I like all your legal analysis that you always do, because I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
But I think you're making sometimes an assumption that these prosecutors are acting honestly and professionally.
Oh, we're definitely not. Rest assured, okay, after doing Bob Mueller and 4 years of litigation representing the former president, rest assured there's nobody on this in this studio that takes anything for granted there. What is interesting is that, and you said this, it's indictment or information, there has been no charge on insurrection or rebellion, Andy. That has not been the basis upon, you were a U.S. attorney,
yes,
upon which the case was moving forward.
That's right. I mean, you have a group of, think, you got to really realize this. You've got a group of elite people who are funded very well by the left, who've decided, I'm going to demonize and get rid of Donald Trump. How am I going to do it? I'm going to just attack him on the basis that he's an insurrectionist and that the Constitution of the United States precludes insurrectionists from holding public office or holding any office. What? How did you get to the insurrection? How did you get to that? Oh, I read a definition in the dictionary in 1821, and it says an insurrection is so-and-so. Guess what? I've got a dictionary that says a different thing. Well, my dictionary takes precedence over yours, and therefore this man is off the ballot or this woman is off the ballot. That's not the way the American system works, and we have to do everything we can to preclude that from happening in Colorado and in every other jurisdiction.
And folks, I just want to remind you, too, how the politics of this in this moment. We're talking about the long-term implications, but there's short-term implications, too. That's, you know, who's going to be the Republican nominee to likely take on Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats choose in their process. Is there are not just the elite liberals funding these groups. We now have got this by articles in the Washington Post tied to elite Republican attorneys in Washington, D.C. who have represented current presidential campaigns opposed to Donald Trump, like Chris Christie's, like Vivek Ramaswamy's, like Ron DeSantis's 527, that never back down group that you see ads from, which, by the way, though his fundraising has gone down, that group alone, I think, still has $40 or $50 million. Now, he can't directly, again, I would like some statements maybe from those campaigns. Are they really behind this effort working with liberals because they don't think they can beat Donald Trump fair and square, so they have to take him off the ballot? Because they're using Republican attorneys in Washington, D.C., to put these theories forward.
I always want to reiterate that, Jordan.
We are on the outside. Even when we win and we feel like we win, we have to fight every day to keep our seat at the table. Every day. And that's what we do at the ACLJ. At the table where we bring the most voters.
Yeah, it's unreal. All right, let's go right back to the phones.
In Washington, they'd rather lose this election than Donald Trump be president.
I do think that's...
talking about Republican rhinos.
The establishments.
Yeah. I mean, they are, again...
They want him over
they don't,
with.
They don't make a lot of money off Donald Trump, and that's why they don't like him.
What does that mean?
He doesn't need them. So he doesn't pay them hundreds of million dollars of consulting fees. He doesn't pay their law firms won't even take him as a client.
Right.
He got rid of a lot of their friends who initially got into the cabinet.
Right.
Because they didn't follow the orders of the commander-in-chief.
Right.
And they would go out on TV interviews and attack him, the person who appointed them to those roles. I think the one thing Donald Trump had to learn, and I think he would admit to this, and everyone learned, is how important that cabinet is. And really, we only got a taste of how effective the Trump presidency could be for a couple of years, because that cabinet switched, and people like Mike Pompeo, they moved up. People like Rick Rendell were moving up. And we saw amazing things start happening around the world, the Abraham Accords and all that. But putting that aside, when we talk about these issues, it is really the Washington versus America. They don't want you to even have the choice. They don't trust the American voter. And including Republicans don't even trust other Republican voters. They want to say, we'll let you choose amongst these people, but not that guy. Mm. That's the attempt here. And the ACLJ is directly involved. And if you think, well, hey, I live in a state, I'm in Ohio, this is not going to affect me. Yes, it does. Because if this happens in three or four states, Donald Trump could do very well in the primary, but not. But it could be impossible to get the necessary votes to win the primary if the secretaries of states in six or seven states are not counting those votes.
I don't think you would.
So it doesn't matter that he's the leading candidate or got the most votes.
You will not be the leading candidate by the time it's over.
Right.
Even if you were. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. I will go to Joe in New York online, too. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking my question. And God bless you all and your family for what you're doing. It's highly remarkable.
Thanks.
My question is, what would it take to update or amend any amendment to the Constitution? Thank you, and have a great day.
It's a long process. It takes acts come out of the legislature, then it goes to the states for ratification. It's a two-thirds requirement, and Andy, it happens, but it's rare.
Very rare, because the threshold is so high, and the chances of any amendments to the Constitution taking place are really a hard process that you have to go through.
Which is why you have to win this in court. We have to win this in court. And it's going to be at the trial court, the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court of Colorado, and the Supreme Court of the United States.
It always amazes me, and I guess it's just the way in politics especially, how this far into our history as a country, we are still having to legitimately battle over these provisions from the 1800s about what does this provision actually mean. And what is kind of a sick joke in this whole case is that this is the amendment that made sure states had to have due process and equal protection for their citizens, that you could not flout the federal laws. And especially that was, of course, the civil rights movement, but that means all people. I mean, the idea, this is the due process and equal protection amendment that actually made it apply also to the federal government.
Yep.
The 5th and the 14th Amendment, you hear over and over how important those are to protecting you, and yet they're trying to literally take out due process through this saying, well, the Secretary of State in Colorado, who, by the way, has already gone on TV and said she believes it.
Exactly.
He's done it.
So today we're launching an all-important matching moment to help us fight for your constitutional freedoms, and that is the constitutional freedom of the right to vote. It is a matching moment. Without your donations, we cannot fight this good fight. We've already got lawyers deployed in Colorado, as well as our team in Washington, and our Supreme Court team is already engaged. It's a complicated issue on the 14th Amendment, but it's one that has to be dealt with. We can't do it without you. Every gift you give today will be doubled as we go to court to defend our constitutional republic and your right to vote. Go to ACLJ.org right now. That's ACLJ.org and donate. And if you're getting the email, you could donate as well. Back with more in a moment.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. This final segment, I'm going to go right to the phones. A lot of people calling in. I do want to go to this call from, we've got Colorado's calling in about, and again, this directly affects them immediately because it affects their ability to vote. But again, it cancels out your vote in other states as well. Joan in Colorado on line four. Hey, Joan.
Hi. Thank you so much for all that you guys do, and God bless you for the fight for the people. My question is it a benefit for us to contact the SOS and let them know that we want Donald Trump on the ballot for sure? And then also, with that same question, should we be calling Ken Buck and letting him know, please, let's move forward with the inquiry to the impeachment?
Yeah, I think you know, it's kind of a double track. I don't think the impeachment has to play with this issue, so I think that's two separate issues. But first, I think, Joan, on the issue of contacting the Secretary of State, that's what we're doing through our petition that we already had launched, and it's already at 51,000 people signed on to, and we've, you know, encouraged people, because this affects everyone. So that's a great way, and we can deliver that to the Secretaries of State. That was the plan, and that is the plan with that petition. So strength in numbers. You're a Colorado voter, though. I mean, you could certainly weigh into your Secretary of State. They are you're a constituent of them. They're supposed to be serving you, even if they are Democrat. But I will tell you, your Secretary of State, do we have the soundbite? I know we played it during the break. Already went on TV and has already made a declaration that Donald Trump committed insurrection. So if she could get a court to tell her that's okay, she's going to take Donald Trump off the ballot.
Yeah, and I also think it has nothing to do with the impeachment stuff.
Well, that's again, that's Congress.
Yeah.
And that's
let's not conflate the two.
No.
But that's how, so yeah, sign the petition at ACLJ.org. We're over 50,000. I'd like to get that to 100,000. That's my goal on that one. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, Gwen in Georgia on line five. Hey, Gwen.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
And thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering, how can they keep Trump off of the ballot when about a year or two ago, the FBI said there was no insurrection?
Well, look, and there, not only as the FBI said it, Andy, the charging attorney, the special counsel Jack Smith, would be the logical mechanism upon which that allegation or that charge would come forward. Thus far, it has not.
Gwen, you cannot say someone is an insurrectionist and then it's just so because you said it. There's got to be some allegation that goes to a grand jury that results in a trial, that results in a conviction, that has appeal, and so forth. You can't just say, I've read a dictionary definition, and I think it applies, and I, the Secretary of State, on my own, are just going to say that this person or that person, Donald Trump or whomever, cannot be on the ballot. You can't do that. That's not how our system works, and that should never be how our system works.
All right, folks, let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. You get again, we're going to spend a couple days on this, too, because this is expanding across the country. We want to focus on Colorado right now in our matching moment. We want you to donate to that at aclj.org, double the impact of your donation, because we know that this effort is not going to stop there, but we are on the tip of the arrow here. We don't just talk about these issues, folks, like we said. And because you are supporters, you put your money where your mouth is on these issues. You say, you know what, I don't just care about this. I'm willing to put resources in to fight back against these liberal elites and Republicans in Washington, D.C., who want to tell you who you can and can't vote for. I mean, that's literally what Washington, D.C. is trying to do right inside the nation's capital, which is, again,
disgusting.
Yes.
But it's your right to vote. Yep. It is. You talk about voter integrity. It's your right to vote. This goes beyond anything else we've talked about. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep. We'll go to Elizabeth in Minnesota on line one. That's in another state we're watching carefully right now. Yep. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey there. Thanks for all you do. And yes, I do live in Minnesota, and they've already petitioned the Supreme Court to take Trump off the ballot. So besides financially contributing to you guys and to sign the petition, what else can I do?
Look, you're in a state where you having your voice directly, you know, I think calling the governor's office, calling the attorney general's office, saying as a concerned citizen, you do not like what they're proposing. We are looking at the Minnesota situation literally now. We've got a team of lawyers on it. So, Elizabeth, we're going to, you know, looking at the procedure, that's what we've got to figure out, Andy, is the procedural way to get in here. But we're looking at that procedure right now. Andy's been working directly with our team on an hourly basis on putting this together. And it's a bit of a moving part, Elizabeth, because things are changing quickly.
We're looking at every jurisdiction and we're looking at every state. And I am supervising the complaint that was filed in Colorado along with Jay and other members, senior members of our team. So we're looking at it. And we're looking at Minnesota. And we're looking at what the situation is there, too. So don't feel helpless. Do what Jay said. Make telephone calls. Make public statements. Yeah. Make public announcements. Contact your press. There is hope here.
We're going to win this.
We have the right to vote for whomever we want, and no Secretary of State is going to tell me I can't vote for X, whoever that candidate is.
As long as that person qualifies.
If they qualify otherwise, let them in the ballot.
Exactly.
That plus there are write-ins. I mean, that didn't necessarily qualify, but they still get votes counted. So, I mean, we have a very open system in our country that has been kind of a
They're
part of our
framework.
They're not going
to count Donald Trump in those states.
But they wouldn't do that there.
Right.
Right here, they would pull it, even if you wrote it in. But I'm saying we usually allow that.
Yep.
So we have a process that says even if you didn't qualify for the ballot, you could still, technically, you could win. So we have this very open system. And I think the moment we start closing it like this, we're no longer the country we were created to be or the country you thought you were, which is why this battle is so important. It's bigger than Colorado, and they know that too.
Right.
The Colorado State Committee knows it's bigger than Colorado. Warren in Idaho online 6. Hey, Warren.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
And I just want to encourage everybody listening not just to pray for you guys but to support you financially, because I believe with the attack we're watching on Trump and our freedoms, that if we don't win this battle, we talk about the soul of our nation, the America, like Jordan just said, the America that we love and grew up with will be gone.
Well, I think you're right. And listen, this goes to the heart of your right to choose the candidate, vote for the candidate of your choice. And they're saying that the citizens of Colorado don't want Donald Trump on the ballot. But if he qualifies, that means they do want him on the ballot. If he wins, then he's the nominee. So, you know, whether you're for Trump or against Trump, it's really irrelevant here. It's this idea of these individuals deciding for you who you get to vote for. And that's not the way it's going to be, and that's why we're fighting. Let's take Rich's call very quickly. Rich from New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Basically, the political parties get together, the major political parties, and ask their legislators to pass the election law of the state, which, you know, some states have, they have caucuses and some have primaries. Now, so what would stop a state party from holding a state convention with delegates and designate their nominee to go to the
disqualified. So once they're disqualified, they can't hold office. I think we may need to clarify that. You're disqualified from running. You're also disqualified from holding office.
Yeah, so at each part along the way, so let's say you circumvented that primary process. Well, they're not going to put them on the ballot for the general. So even if you delivered as your candidate from the Republican Party in the state said, we went through a different nominating process than using the primary system, they will not put the ballot. So it doesn't count. I mean, it sounds absurd, but it's true. So if you don't win this right at the start, again, there's no way to correct it down the road. And that's why what happens in Colorado is going to impact the entire country.
We have launched our all-important matching moment to help fight for your right to vote. And the right to vote, and it's in Colorado, but it affects everyone's constitutional right to vote. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. Without your donations and support, we cannot defend the Constitution at this aggressive level. This is moving very quickly. We've got probably 7-8 lawyers already dedicated to this. We need your help on this. These issues are important. They're complicated. They're going to be decided at the Supreme Court of the United States. Every gift you give today will be doubled as we go to defend the Constitution, including your right to vote, ACLJ.org.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.